basically a TMZ poll. Let's see how you vote on these things.
All right.
Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Do you want to say expel her? She's insane. Or nope, the voters have spoke.
She's the one. Okay, she's the one who believes that Parkland shooting didn't happen. Those were actors. She doesn't believe Newtown. Those kids that were murdered, she doesn't believe that happened. She believes that the wildfires in L.A. was started by Jewish space lasers. She's nuts. I mean, she's certifiable. She shouldn't be in Congress. She should be in a mental institution somewhere.
Okay, excuse me. There's no room for to put comments. It's just one or the other.
Expel her.
Expel her. Okay. Members of Congress are in grave danger. Okay, you have to pick, of course, January 6th is proof, or no, it won't happen again.
I think now that Biden is president, it's not going to happen again.
Okay, not going to happen again. Okay, Biden can fix America. Yeah, he's already doing it, or no, it's beyond repair.
Yeah, he's already doing it.
He's already doing it, okay. Whose side are you on, Wall Street or Robin Hood?
I don't know enough about this story to answer this question. I don't really understand that whole GameStop thing.
Okay, so we'll just say Robin Hood because we're never on the side of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the Dukes.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Right. We don't like the Dukes.
If I lived in L.A., I'd flee to Florida or I'd stay put?
Oof, that's a toughie.
Yeah, because you hate L.A.
I hate L.A. I mean, literally, I'd go anywhere but L.A. So, of course, I'd flee to Florida.
Flee to Florida. Okay. Failure to wear a mask, make it a crime, or BS my right to wear one?
No, make it a crime. We gotta get out of this thing.
What's a bigger crisis, COVID or the climate?
Oh, COVID.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're even talking about the climate right now. Why is it such a big thing? I understand that it's really, really screwed up, and I understand that, but we have bigger fish to fry right now.
It's like the house is on fire, and we're talking about, do we have to worry about earthquake damage? It's like, yeah, eventually, if there's an earthquake, you should worry about that, but right now, the house is on fire, so go ahead and put the fire out, and then we can talk about earthquake damage.
Later. Next year.
That's what I'm saying. Later. Like, once the fire's out.
Who you got? Buccaneers or Chiefs? You have to pick. You have to.
I don't know.
Which one are you picking?
What are we talking about?
This is a football thing.
Oh,
Tampa
sports.
Buccaneers oh. Or Kansas City Chiefs.
Just so you know, when you say Chiefs and Buccaneers, this sounds like we're talking about some Native American thing that happened that I didn't know about. I was like, what happened to the Native Americans? What have they done to them now?
That is kind of true, isn't it? Both of them are a Native American.
Yeah, support indigenous people.
All right. You got to pick one, though. Buccaneers or Chiefs. Pick one.
I don't know.
Chiefs.
Okay.
This could take all day. My mental health is down the tubes or it's intact.
Intact.
You say it's intact?
Yeah. Well, yours isn't, but mine is.
Okay.
Did I win something? What happens?
All right. In the first one, how'd you say your name? Marjorie Taylor Greene. 77.
Bat shit nutbag. Yeah.
77% say she's insane.
Good.
23% said, no, the voters have spoke. Members of Congress in grave danger, 66% said, of course, January 6th is the proof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe they are still in danger. Here's the only reason I said no, is because we had heard that they were going to attack all the capitals, and that ended up not happening. I mean, they were disbanded pretty quickly, and then a lot of the QAnon crazies are coming up and saying, oh, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to say those stupid things. I don't believe this anymore. But so they're all walking away from it.
Did you see today now that the couple of guys that got arrested didn't even vote? They didn't vote. But they're going to attack. That doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, Biden can fix America. 59% said yeah. 41% say no, it's beyond repair. And I kind of agree with the no beyond its repair. I don't know if you can fix all this crap in 4 years.
Right. Okay, it's beyond repair because of what the damage has been done over the past 4 years. So I think if you can undo some of that, I think in general, we need a lot more than 4 years to repair what's going on here.
You know,
I feel bad.
Decade.
I feel bad for America and Americans right now. We used to be a world leader and a world power. Now we're a joke.
Okay. Wall Street or Robin Hood? 67% said Robin Hood.
Okay,
45% of people want to flee to Florida. 55 want to stay put.
I would flee to Minnesota. I'd flee anywhere but L.A.
75% of people want to make it a crime not to wear a mask.
Ooh, good. That's good.
That's 81,000 votes, so that's pretty good. Bigger crisis, COVID or the climate? 77% said COVID, but 23% said climate.
See, I'm not saying that climate is not a problem. I'm just saying that it's not something we need to address right now. It's. I mean, like I said, you know, if you have a kid that is vomiting all over the house and sick, you're not like, should I help my kid or should I make sure I have enough money for their tuition for college? Well, both are important, but one of them is kind of immediate. One of them is going on right now. Like, first, make sure your kid doesn't have a stomach flu and then worry about their college tuition. You know what I mean? It's the timing of it all.
Yeah, I don't think we can fix the climate in 4 years. I think we can fix COVID in 4 years if we try.
Oh, God, I hope we fix COVID sooner than 4 years.
It's 4 years. I don't know.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Okay, Buccaneers or Chiefs? Buccaneers were 43%. Chiefs were 57%.
Okay, I don't know what any of that means.
Makes nothing to you. My mental health is intact. 62% said that. So they agree with you on that.
It's easy to have your mental health intact when you're at home. You know, people have their homes where they feel comfortable and safe and they have their bed. I mean, it's really, I feel like mental health goes awry once you have to leave your house and go do stuff. Deal with people and worry about COVID. If you're doing everything from home, which most people are in this country, you know, I'm very happy in my bed. My mental health is good. I just pull the covers up. On bad days, I pull the covers up a little further.
Then you're all fine.